Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning. On the phone with me is Susan Sachs-Levine, the author of a new kids' book called Harriet's Homecoming, A High-Flying Tour of Cincinnati. She'll be in Cincinnati at Joseph Beth Bookstore next Saturday at 1 o'clock for a special event and the kickoff of a scavenger hunt related to this new book. But it's quite a fascinating book in not only the story it tells, but the landmarks it shows off for Cincinnati. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
I want to begin by sharing the true story of Harriet the Peregrine Falcon. Unlike many kids' books, there's really a true story that kind of inspired this book. Tell us about what happened to Harriet.
Well, Harriet is a fictional character. She is named after Harriet Beecher Stowe, who, of course, was the author of Uncle Tom's Cabin and lived in Cincinnati for many years. But the book is based on the true story of peregrine falcons that actually do nest in downtown Cincinnati. I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with the DDT problems back in the 1950s and 60s, where farmers were putting the chemical on their crops and not knowing that it was hurting birds of prey, making their eggshells so thin that when the mother birds went to incubate the eggs would actually break. So by 1968, there were no peregrine falcons east of the Mississippi. Scientists pretty quickly realized what was going on. They banned DDT back in 1972, but then the problem was, how do you get the birds back? So they came up with an idea called the Midwest Peregrine Falcon Restoration Program. They knew that falcons love to live high up on cliffs. They're birds of prey, so they're looking down for their prey, kind of flying below. So they decided to try putting nest boxes up on tall buildings in cities all across the Midwest, Columbus, Cincinnati, Toledo, Dayton, Cleveland, and they released juvenile peregrine falcons around those boxes beginning in 1990. And by 1993, the first successful nest in Cincinnati on the 4th and Vine Tower occurred. And our nest box has pretty much been occupied every nesting season since.
Now, this has been quite successful here in Cincinnati and in the other cities you mentioned as well. And it really has helped bring these falcons back. And really, that's kind of the kernel of Harriet's homecoming. But there was an incident where one of the chicks in the nest here in Cincinnati had a misfortune.
Exactly. The female that's on our nest now, her name is Princess. She's been there since the year 2000. She's been on our nest for 12 years, and in those 12 years, she has successfully fledged 35 chicks, which is just amazing. But a couple years ago, there was an incident where there was a baby named Flo, and she was learning to fly. And when the young are learning to fly, it's hard for them to see the glass in those tall buildings, and it's not uncommon for them to run into the glass while they're learning to fly. And that's exactly what happened to Flo. She ran into the glass. She fell to the street below. Luckily, some concerned citizens found her, and they took her to a place called Raptor Incorporated in Milford, and that's a falcon or a bird of prey rehabilitation center. They rehabilitated her, and then they took her to the top of the Carew Tower because it has the observation deck, and it's very close to the 4th and Vine Tower where the nest box actually is. It's a great place for them to go up and release the birds. And they released Flo up there, and she flew off and made it back to her nest. So that really is the inspiration for Harriet. When the book opens, a naturalist is on the top of the Carew Tower with Harriet and is releasing her. She had been injured some days before learning to fly and had been rehabilitated, and that's when the story opens.
And it's an interesting book because it's a different format. It is a story that's fun for the kids to read, but it's also a savvy city guide for families because as Harriet's trying to make her way back to her family at Fountain Square, she basically gets a high-flying tour of Cincinnati, as the book's title says.
Absolutely. Well, the inspiration for the book was really to try to have a book that teachers and librarians would want to use as kids study their hometown of Cincinnati, study Ohio history and the major cities in Ohio, because there wasn't one. My first book, Packer Takes Flight, was actually a book about Columbus, because when my kids were in the fourth grade, and I was putting together kind of the field trip to go see the State House and learn about downtown, I ran to the library thinking I'd get a picture book about Columbus to share with the kids before the field trip. And there wasn't a picture book about Columbus. And I thought, my gosh, here we are with the capital, the largest city in Ohio. There should be a picture book. I'm going to write one. And that's kind of how I got started. The Packer Takes Flight was so well received that following up with a book about Cincinnati was just a logical choice. I grew up in Cincinnati. I still have a lot of family and friends there. It's such a great city with such a rich history, and it had a peregrine falcon nest downtown. So that was really the inspiration for the story, was to give the teachers and librarians and parents and kids a resource to really learn about Cincinnati and their hometown.
I really love the format where you have the story, and on each page of the story, there's also, I guess you would call it a sidebar that has a photograph and tells you a little history of the site that Harriet's seeing.
Exactly. It's actually, in the publishing industry, it's called a hybrid book. So it's a fictional story that will entertain kids, but then there are sidebars or fact boxes on the side about each of the places that Harriet visits that tells kids a lot more information and some historical facts about Cincinnati. So it's kind of fun because in the story, you learn about a little bit about the different places that Harriet visits, but you learn it from Harriet's perspective. So, for example, when she gets to the museum center, she meets a little cat out front who is a riverboat captain. She doesn't realize that. And he is telling her, go inside and see the Queen of the West. And Harriet thinks, oh, wow, I'm going to go in and see a real queen, thinking she's going to see a queen with a crown on her head. And if you go to the fact box, you learn that the Queen of the West is actually a 94-foot side-wheel steamboat replica that's in the museum that kids can board and learn about life on the Cincinnati riverfront in the 1800s.
What's wonderful about this is it is interactive, and you're really kicking off that interactivity in a great way next weekend at Joseph Beth Booksellers, because you will be kicking off a scavenger hunt. Tell us a little bit about Harriet's homecoming scavenger hunt.
The scavenger hunt is where there are over a dozen places in the book, a dozen places around Cincinnati featured in the book. And for the scavenger hunt, you simply take the Harriet book, visit five of the places that are featured in the book, take a picture of your child in front of the museum center or Findlay Market, wherever you go, send those five pictures in, and you will be entered in a contest to win a signed Harriet's Homecoming book, a little stuffed peregrine falcon, but best of all, you'll get a tour of Raptor Incorporated, the rehabilitation center for the birds of prey. It's not really open to the public, so this is a really special behind-the-scenes tour for our winner.
Well, it's a wonderful book, and just another way to show off the great sights of Cincinnati and instruct the children. And what age group is this really aimed for? You mentioned fourth grade.
Well, I would say an older elementary child. So even kids in first and second grade love the book because they see places that they know that they've been to in Cincinnati. But it's really targeted in terms of reading level for third, fourth, fifth grade when they're studying Ohio history in the major cities.
Well, I know my granddaughter enjoys it already because of the colorful illustrations from Aaron Birchwell, that hopefully I'll keep it around long enough for her to read when she's old enough. So
that's awesome. Yes, Aaron did a great job. She's such a talented artist, and Orange Frazier did a wonderful job putting it all together, so I couldn't be more pleased.
Susan Sachs Levine, the author of Harriet's Homecoming, a high-flying tour of Cincinnati, a new children's book, a hybrid book that not only has the fictional story of Harriet the Peregrine Falcon, but also some factual information about some of Cincinnati's great jewels. You can find it where books are sold and learn more about the book and Susan's work at our website, wvxu.org. And again, Susan will be at Joseph Beth Booksellers next Saturday, and that's November 17th at 1 o'clock for the kickoff of the Harriet's Homecoming Scavenger Hunt.